Podtacular, episode 130, Tales from the Foxhole, and Collins for the week of October 9th, 2007.
Give me a cannoli.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead and my family is hurt. And I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
Well, hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVP.
And I'm Banana.
Woo! Right. Blast from the past. We haven't had you on in a long time since your last escapade.
I'm glad my guest hosting duties can now be classified as escapades.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that because it sounded nice.
I don't even know what that means.
You're being nice to him today. You're calling things escapades. That's good.
Yes, he is a fine young lad.
Strapping young lad.
Hey, let's keep my strap level out of this.
All right.
We'll do. This week is the Tales from the Foxhole and call-ins. We used to do customs and call-ins, and now we're just kind of sticking with... This is pretty much the listener show. This is the show where you guys tell us what's been going on with your Halo 3 experience. And we just kind of, you know, read it back for everyone else to hear, and, you know, lots of joking around in between. So, before we get started, we got, like we said, Lone Banana Phone here, member of the Podtacular community for quite a long time, right?
Yeah, I was listening to your first podcast, which, let me just say it's come a long way from episode one, you by yourself in probably your living room. And I look at you, you're going to Seattle. And then, yeah, so I joined the community, and then I joined the website around episode 30 or so, and then I guest hosted a few episodes.
Let's leave your nightlife out of this.
Yeah, I don't think you did that on Podtacular.
4-hour guest host.
Well, I'm strapping young lad.
You were standing in for our regular host, what was happening? No. But
it appears more often than not I'm filling in for someone rather than actually, you know.
Hey man, you're on the show, so that's what
you serve a purpose. You serve a purpose.
I do serve a purpose. As do stink bombs and other things that no one really likes to be around.
Hey, a place for everyone and to everyone their place, you know?
Cheers, mate.
What like life.
Man, you should have written books. Fumo, you should have written books.
Yeah, that's my first book, man. You don't know that. All right, so JVB, man, why don't you start us off with the first one here, Tale from the Foxhole.
I shall do that, and it comes from Painkiller 05, my homie. Anyway, he says, hello, Painkiller. Today I played Today I played a Team Slay-E game on Narrows, and near the end, it just turned into a big man cannon fight with the other team constantly jumping at our side. I wonder what kind of game that was. Well, anyway, Painkiller, I can't let you slide because you said Team Slay-E instead of Team Slayer. So,
and you also said a big man cannon.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you were thinking about, buddy. Anyway, so he goes, at one point, I threw a sticky grenade in the cannon and it stuck a guy right in the face at the top of his jump.
Oh, sweet.
Another time, my friend King Thor 23 managed to no-scope a guy in the head while riding in the back of a mongoose. Wow. It was amazing. Yeah, that is quite skillful. Wow, I wish I had that type of no-scoping skills.
Yeah, it's usually like when you hop on the back of a mongoose, you run like a rocket launcher just because you can't aim on a moving vehicle. So especially for me, I need like an entire like building to throw at someone while the Warthog or whatever is moving because I can't aim for beans.
Yeah, no, that's either pure luck or a amazing skill. Anyway, regardless, it was pretty awesome.
Pure amazing luck skill. So,
say that 100 times really fast.
Backwards. Loan, you're up, dude.
Okay, yeah, Marco Polo 7 says, the 7th Marco Polo, says, me and Chucky were playing Team Slayer on Narrows, and we're waiting for people to go in the man cannons, and threw stickies in the man cannons, and we're sticking them. It was awesome. He even got a kill from the grave. Oh, and Foo, tell them how to make your symbol, the Podtacular logo, representin'.
Yeah.
Yes, I've actually made the what looks like the Podtacular logo, and that's what I use now. The white Spartan helmet with a blue background.
Is that like does it look anything like the logo?
It looks almost just like it. The only thing is it doesn't have the earphone slot on the logo.
You gotta take the plasma grenade off the head.
It's the one with the sticky on the back of his head, and you just do the toggle with the X button, and it toggles off the sticky grenade. And in the game, you don't even see the little place where the sticky grenade was. Online, you see like this little spot where it was, but you know,
yes,
it doesn't really matter since it's mostly for in-game. So,
I heard someone that is not from the Podtacular community who actually says that they read on Twitter that somebody from our forum said there was an Easter egg that had something to do with Podtacular. So he was asking me if that logo had anything to do with it. But that was the first time I heard from that. I mean, heard of that. So I doubt it. It's just, you know, coincidental. But nonetheless, it looks like our logo. So everybody, I recommend that you do it. And do it quickly, or else you get a cement bath.
Do it now.
There'll be so many people with the logo that people won't even know what it means. They'll just slap it on.
Yeah, they're going to be like, man, this is cool.
This is cool.
Because it's cool.
All the rest of them will be zestfully clean in the cement bath.
You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean. I always wondered why people were singing in the bathtub. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, so let's I guess you're up, Fumo Mizzle.
Moon right on. Okay, we got Soul Survivor 76 who says, I was playing King of the Hill on the pit on Lone Wolves, and I was in second place with around 10 seconds left until 100. While the guy in first had around 5 seconds until 100. Well, I just spawned in the sword area, and the hill was on the right side of the map, kind of where the rockets are, and two of my opponents were already in the hill, while the player in the lead and the other guy were heading towards it. Well, I jumped the little bridge thing that was between the sword room and the active camo area, picked up a sniper that one of my opponents dropped. The two guys in the hill were fighting, so I waited until one of them finished the other one off, and then I put a sweet little sniper bullet into the side of the head of the survivor of the two. As soon as I finished that guy off, I turned around, and my other two opponents were fighting each other. I had one frag left, and one of them had dropped a power drain, taking down both of their shields. I then threw my grenade, which blew them both up, leaving just me in the hill. Of course, with everyone dead, I won the match and got my best triple kill so far. Well, that's my tale from the foxhole. Keep on fragging trucks or whatever we do now. And keep up the great work in the podcast. Shout out to Only UPS and the Decode.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I have a little Tales from the Foxhole. I was being chased on Valhalla by a Hornet. It was a custom game with the guys from SarcasticGamer.com. And Lono lives. He comes flying with the Hornet. He was being shot at previously, so the window that protected him was shattered. So I had the sniper rifle, and I was like, oh, well, it's either do or die. And I managed to snipe him off the as he was coming towards me, I sniped him off the Hornet. And you see his body just fly out. So I recorded that, I took pictures, and I sent it to him. He was pretty pissed off. Yeah, that was awesome.
Here, check it out from this angle. You get a nice view of me blowing your head up.
Yeah, look at your brain splatter all over the seats.
See that? That's the frontal lobe right there.
Look at your frontal cortex.
It is quite tasty.
This is where you store all your important memories and everything.
And there's only one memory you're going to store. Let's be sure. the Hornet. So, Unicorn of Love, formerly known as Filthy Noob, he says, I can't stand the guys who keep thinking that Call of Duty 4 or Gears of War 2 or Unreal Tournament 54 will be better than Halo 3. It's the complete package deal, like a value meal. Anyway, so far, Bungie has done an excellent job of providing a great community environment built on a wonderful game. Admit it, that you're all a little jealous that Bungie gave me my own emblem.
Unicorn.
I wonder what emblem is that, a unicorn?
Oh, it's the unicorn, yeah.
Of nice. Love.
They gave...
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that, dude? Sound like Billy Idol.
Yeah. They give me mine too. It just says lone banana phone. If that's all it says.
Nice.
No one really knows what it means, but yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, okay. All by himself.
The next.
All by myself.
Sing it, Billy Idol.
Okay.
All right.
God. Killazilla, this is like a novel. It's like...
Yes.
John 54, verse 3 to 92.
92, wow.
Yeah, well... Yeah. I work with...
Dieth Plasmith.
Gosh. King James version of Killazilla's messenger.
They will love thy holy hand grenade. The counting shall be 3.
You shall die by my sword, Plasma, that is. Anyway.
I work with this guy who is the perfect example of why I hate the hardcore label, says Killazilla. He always talks trash at work and claims that he gets invited to MLG tournaments, and that he is a level 45 general. I got sick of it. And in front of the whole staff, I challenged him to a 1v1 match in Halo 3, his rules and his map.
Ooh.
So we're throwing down. That's
breakdance fighting.
The preface of the book. Chapter 1. The match.
Thumb war.
And there's Marty O'Donnell over here sitting. So I sign on before work the next day, and we have our match. He was so cocky. He had invited two of his friends to witness my demise. In order for them to stay out of the way, we go into Forge on Guardian, BR start, and no ability to pick up weapons because he didn't want me noobing it up, in quotation marks. So I'm assuming that the other man said it. I don't know if he's a man.
He
could be a woman. In this society, JVB, there's no, you can't. Well he said he, so I guess. The he might give it away. Anyway,
but he is a pronoun. The game begins. It also refers to a woman in some cases.
Yes. So, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about whether he's a guy or a girl.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get to the match itself.
The game begins with both of us rushing into the middle and killing each other. The game was neck and neck until we reached 9 kills. Suddenly, I broke away and started owning him. I went on a killing spree while listening to him yell and swear in frustration. Suddenly, I see one of his friends spawn on Mongoose, and he jumps on the back while the friend drives. I then proceed to beat him off the back with the butt of my trusty BR. He spawns, and suddenly I hear him yell, "Ryan, quick, drop me an overshield!"
Aww.
I turn in time to see him drop down from above with an overshield, and I promptly assassinate him. I then saw him turn into a monitor in order to get around fast and watch as his friends start deleting the spawn points and placing them in the middle of the map. They also would turn into Spartans and start attacking me. Realizing that he had sunken this low, I told him, "I'll play with you again when you grow up," and left. Final score, 14-9 in my favor. At work, a few minutes later, the entire staff is laughing as I retell the battle, and we end up calling the guy up. He was so pissed, and in his angry, openly admitted in front of the whole staff that he had tried to cheat. Even now, 4 days after the battle, he's still sending me angry messages.
Wow.
The video is in my file share and is about 10 minutes long.
So,
the end.
Nice, nice. I mean, it's always good to shut these nubs up. And the one thing I want to know is, where do you work at, and how the hell in a few minutes you managed to get back to work and explain the story. I mean, I'm not, you know, maybe he works at a game.
Maybe he works in like a law firm and it's
maybe he works like at 7-Eleven and just everybody just sits around and plays games all day long because it's a really slow one or something.
Maybe he's the president of the United States of America.
But see, the one thing that he did say was that it was in his file share, so now that, you know, it's kind of hard to fib your way around these things. So,
he's like,
congratulations, Killzilla.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to checking that out. Killzilla, definitely. It's K-I-L-L-A, Z-I-L-L-A. And, dude, he's after the game.
That's like a song! K-I-L-L-A, Z-I-L-L-A.
All right, man.
Yo, Chaney, did you see that match, man? I pulverized him, dude.
Oh, man. All
right.
All right, so you're next, man.
Chaney's too busy shooting his own actual executive.
Exactly. Shotgun. Boom, headshot.
I was trying for the pheasant, I swear.
Hey, that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you sound just like him.
You are Chaney, wait a minute. Well, you thought we were done with the interviews from the Seattle launch event for Halo 3, didn't you? Turns out we got some more. In fact, this week it's going to be Luke Smith from Bungie. There you go.
Like webmailer.com. I'm here with Kubo Jive and one and only Luke Smith on Bungie.net.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What's up, brother? What's
going on, man? Nada, dude. It's pretty zany out here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, you went from one of yours
and
the one of yours to the Bungie.net podcast.
Yes.
How was that experience? How was that transition?
Well, like I said before, the one of yours is Max. Doing one of yours was a lot of speculating about what it is that gets done in the game industry.
Yeah.
And being at Bungie is actually knowing what it is that happens in the game industry.
Okay.
So it's been actually a pretty enlightening experience. A lot of things I thought were true about game development, in fact, aren't.
Oh, yeah?
So it's been a real eye-opening experience. It's been like a really cool learning experience.
So, moving over to Bungie, you've done like a lot of promotion for the Halo 3 event. What kind of stuff have you been doing for that?
I've been going around and doing a lot of the review events, and part of that's just because I actually at the studio have played the game so much, where I know, and going into these review events, I know every single encounter, I know where all the secrets are, and I know how to get people through stuff. So if people do get stuck, like a guy from a major publication got stuck at a review event, I just picked up the controller, beat him for him, and
moved
on.
We heard that in your latest podcast.
Yeah.
Which was my next question. You know, we hit the legend of Luke Smith, you know, on Halo 3.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that, you know, one day we can get together.
Yeah, we can probably do a little teabagging on the hump day for you guys. I'll bring Luke Timmons and Joe Tung out of the closet, and we'll throw thunder.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be nice.
Definitely be good, man.
At that Halo Hollywood.
Joe Tung?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nightmare.
Yeah,
he's a terror. And then Luke Timmons is better.
Wow.
Yeah, those two guys.
Out the big boys.
Those two guys are gross. Yeah, we're gonna field a real hump day team this time. No more like crappy Frank O'Connor playing multiplayer. Scrub.
Yeah, that wasn't even Frank. That was KP playing on the account.
KP's good, actually.
Yeah.
KP's a really good player. I wish you still had him.
What the biggest experience so far you've had working with Bungie.net? What's the best one that stands out?
I don't know. My favorite thing so far about working at Bungie has just been, it's actually been watching the entire game, like the game change and come together. I mean, things get really different in the last few months, and that was the time that I was on there for. So there's a tremendous amount of change for the game.
What's the part of Halo 3 that most excites you and the most, like, makes you think that this game is really going to, like, stand the test of time and is really going to reach out to a lot of people?
I think that Halo 3 is going to be one of those games that actually sort of grows, like it ages gracefully, and I think it's going to be the sort of things like Forge and the community aspect and the way that BungieNet specifically is implemented into the game. I think that stuff that's going to stay pretty fresh for a while. I mean, when you look at how many people were still playing Halo 2 as of this summer, I think that we're going to see pretty similar, if not better, legs with Halo 3, just because of stuff like Forge, screenshots, save film, all that stuff. It's ridiculous.
Feels good.
How are you, man?
All right.
Got Aaron Greenberg over here. Or did I say your name right? I mean, I don't want
to
be, you know.
I just like to be known as the B.I.G. B.I.P.
Oh, my God.
It's all gamer tags here, right?
Absolutely.
Hold on. This is, by the way, I just want to say, it's an honor here to be here with Luke.
What?
Probably one of the most legendary people in all of the community. Thank God he's not at 1UP anymore, ripping me apart in interviews.
There you go.
Now he's getting paid to work at Bungie. How about that?
Play Halo real.
That's not a bad deal. Not a bad deal.
Pretty good gig.
That's it. So the real, real true journalist in the industry.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That's the real deal. So,
in our show, you said, I asked you the question, how would Halo 3 end? You said it'd be cool if you were the Arbiter and you had to kill Master Chief.
Yeah,
you
know? I did think that would be cool.
So did that. Obviously, that didn't make it to the ending, but are you happy with the final result?
Yeah, the end of Halo 3, I said in another interview recently that like the end of Halo 3 was one of my favorite endings in a game ever. I think that when people finally do get to the end of the game, the credits have rolled, the lights go down for the final time in the game, I think that that's going to be something that people are going to remember for a while. I think it's something pretty special.
Nice. That's what we want.
I'm not trying to get you out of the
No, it's all right. It's all right, John.
As far as the campaign goes, with all the hype and all of the story that's brought us this far, do you think like the rest of the campaign is really going to live up to the potential and the hype that's surrounding it?
Yeah, I think that I actually think campaign lives up to the hype pretty darn well. It's huge. It's epic. It has pretty much everything you would expect from a Halo game, and definitely some stuff that you're not going to expect. There's some really great high points and some stuff where I think people are going to talk about like how they speak fondly on levels like Assault in the Control Room, and they talk really fondly about Truth and Reconciliation, Sniper Insertion, and that those feelings of exploration you had in Halo and Combat Evolved. I think that you're gonna feel that way again in Halo 3. I think that's what we want.
Thank you for taking the time for this interview, Luke, and hope to see you online too.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah, man, definitely.
I'm Robert Zuma.
Anything else on Xbox Live? Luke's
I don't have good. A cool handle. I didn't make one up. Transformer name.
Dial Pex.
And I'm Capricorn.
This is Podtacular.
I need help leveling up. Can you help me?
Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast.
I'm a big fan of your show. What you guys are doing over here.
Podtacular.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaking.
A battle will decide our destiny.
Alright, SGG Corona, he says,
"Hey guys, Corona here giving you a few tales from the foxhole. Number one, my first VIP match on Last Resort. This was probably one of the best games I ever had. I went 23-1 that game. Although it was lost, it was awesome. How do you go 23-1 and lose? I don't know. Number two, just earlier today on Valhalla, I threw a sticky at a warthog and that was going to run me over. It landed on the turret and it exploded, and the hog flipped two or three times in the air, and along with them both. But I didn't get the double kill in time. Okay. So, number three, shoddy snipers game on Snowbound. As I spawned inside the base, Covenant side, I saw on my HUD that there were three red dots. I went outside and assassinated the first guy going on top of the base, and jumped and was in a shotgun fight with this other guy. Killed him for a double kill, and a third was heading towards me. I had very low shields. I shot him and went for a melee attack for the triple kill. All three are in my file share, so check them out. My gamer tag is... pod space H3X space Corona. I'll see you guys over there. Hasta luego. I'll see you guys later in Spanish. Muchas gracias, señor.
I've been thinking like...
Pete con Dios.
You speak Spanish.
Keanu Reeves and
I know Rush. I know Spanish.
You speak Spanish-o. Whoa.
Oh, okay. I always like. I regret that we didn't get to play Bungie and Hump Day Challenge on Halo 3 because I would have loved to like. I mean, when we did before, when I actually did play, because I would have loved to like save that game and just watch it.
Oh yeah, over and
every
over.
Single day, like through different angles, and it's such a good idea what they did. And,
definitely.
Yep. Yeah, file share is definitely the thing to do now. They started it with Forza 2, but this has escalated. File sharing to a whole new level.
Yeah,
and Skate. So, we're going to go to Espectro de Blah, blah, blah. Escaruga. Escaruga.
You gotta roll the R, man.
And when in doubt, just go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Just go blah, blah, blah.
Let's get also.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's Dr. Skeletor. Skeletor.
Skeletor?
No, no, no. Skeletor and, whatever. Whatever. Anyway.
Skeletor and whatever.
Oh, I forgot the name of the movie, Lucha Libre. There we go.
Nacho Libre?
So he said, yeah, Nacho. There you go.
I was like, is that the Spanish He-Man or?
He-Man, yo te voy a matar.
Tú eres muerte, He-Man.
Here comes the elbow of the people, man.
Oh, man, that was nice. Okay, he goes, hello.
Yo tengo el power.
I love how it's power in Spanish is power.
I know, that's as close as I can get, dude. I don't know what the word is.
Well, ER, an ending, would mean that it's a verb, meaning...
I could have looked it up and gotten to that joke like 10 minutes later. Out of nowhere.
All right, let's go. He goes, here's Espectro, a.k.a. Ghosty Boy, which I would have preferred. Anyway... With a late tail, well, I mean, with a tail from the Fox Rot. I was playing Fox as a guest with my bro.
Fox
a game
Rot.
Of Slayer. Fox Rot.
It's Fox Trot there, Chief.
Well, I like Fox Rot a lot better.
And I like Spanish Master anyway. Universe, so there.
Oh, man, senor, man. Anyway, I was playing as a guest with my bro, a game of Slayer. I took a teammate and a Warthog. We got some guys thanks to my driving and his aim. But when I was driving in the mid-valley, the guy in the Banshee crashed with us. He got sent in front of the elephant. We got sent in front of the elephant and got crushed by it. Hope you read this one. Keep up the good work and keep on fragging weird, pointy things. Yeah, that elephant is kind of slow, and if you go in front of it, forget about it.
It's the worst, like, when you're trying to get away from driving it. Like, I was the first time I even turned on the game and I even played the level, I was just piling it, I was just driving it around, and I could see a guy hop on. I was like, okay, he's coming, I better get off. Well, it took like 20 minutes for me to let go of the steering wheel and turn around to shoot him. I could see him coming up behind me. I'm like, go, 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 come on.
Like, okay, let go of the steering wheel and what's next? Oh, turn around and...
Any day now. I'm assuming that's Sand Trap, but I have a funny story on Valhalla where I went on the man cannon and I get thrown, you know, into the air, and all of a sudden, boom! I crash right into my teammate's Banshee, and I die.
Ouch! You're like 30 miles an hour to a dead stop.
Boom! I was like, no!
Splat!
Yeah, so that was definitely one of my most memorable retarded moments.
I better take this Banshee and get it washed now.
I could imagine him going, yeah, I'm going to pull nubs with this Banshee.
Boom!
What was that? I believe we both died, though.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, man. Human ammo.
You're just such a strapping young lad. You just blew it entire...
That's what it is.
Okay, DERF says, my tale is quite humorous and deals with some of the issues people are having with the X button being replaced. All right, well, why don't you tell us? Okay, I was playing... Did I just...
Are you DERF now?
Well, I made it sound like I was talking to myself, but I was asked for the... Okay. I was playing.
Go ahead.
I was playing a match on Balala, and my buddy, who's fairly new to Halo 3, it was his second day playing, was being attacked by a very low, slow flying Banshee. I watched in horror as he got completely owned by this Banshee, which he could have easily boarded. After being killed, he started screaming into his mic, this is bullcrap. It's only been 2 days, and these people already modded the game.
So
no matter how much you jam down the X button, you can't board the Banshee. Heck, I can't even get into the Warthog. This is crap. Immediately after he left the game, the rest of the players on my team, as well as I, laughed until the match ended. Keep on fragging frags.
Oh,
trucking
man,
frags.
That was funny. That was a good one. Sweet. That was a good one.
Thank you,
like
Durf.
The time in Halo 2, I was playing with... I was playing SWAT. Well, we did... it was training. It was me, Shardy, and a few other guys, and we were playing on one of the maps, and I kept dying, like, instantly. And I'm like, these freaking guys, I can't believe they're modding and team training. And Shardy's like, we're playing SWAT. I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, I was cursing the other team out. You damn modders! And I'm just, you know, this is the nice, clean version of my conversation. So,
yeah. And then there's that awkward silence in the post-game lobby where there's like, listen,
guys,
I said some things.
I was only playing. I was testing out, you know, your integrity, and you held up really well.
You did well.
We both said some things we didn't really mean. So if we could just kind of let bygones be bygones and just kind of turn another page in our relationship.
Yeah, that was pretty, you know, retarded. So anyway, I guess you're up, Foo.
Moving on. Okay, so X-Wing 2000 says, hey, X-Wing 2000 here. Just wanted to say that even though most people had to cheat, i.e. everyone standing around and letting the guy kill them to get their overkill achievement, I got mine 100% legit. Okay, congratulations. 4 kills, 4 seconds between in Lone Wolves, Slayer, on Guardian. Although I'll admit that the last guy I killed seemed to be scared stupid because he was just spraying in my general direction with the AR, not really hitting me. Oh, I've got the save film of the whole match in my file share, so check it out. X space wing space 2000.
Hmm. Cool.
Interesting.
All right, Lance59, Lancelot, sorry about that. One day I was playing co-op with my bro, and he decided to leave and go upstairs, so I got out of a campaign. Instead, I went to Narrows. On the side of the map, with the 2-man cannons, I placed them where everything you shoot lands. He goes, then using Forge, I proceeded to place spawn points for random things like large crates, power-ups, other things like that. Then I spent the next half hour flinging whatever I could at him, Okay, then once the 55 barrel took his head off, wow. I also had a nice stack of trip mines going on around him, which were then detonated by a power drainer I sent over. Combined with the larger amount of fusion cores, his body came flying all the way back and landed next to me. Just like in Half-Life, Gary's mod. Okay. Half-Life Gary's mod.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely. I love Gary.
Anyway, Halo 3 is the best. I can only imagine what other shenanigans people will get into with Forge. Keep on fragging trucks.
Yeah, I hit the shenanigans button last week, man. I was like, that's it, shenanigans.
Off with your shenanigans. Because he is Lancelot, so I'm sure he talks like that.
Exactly. He says off with your shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
All right, Lone, you're up, man.
Do it.
Okay. Come on. I'm losing energy. I need game fuel.
Oh, no. Need to fuel up, man. Okay. Fill the tank.
And you know what mode I go into when I don't have game fuel?
What is this happening to me? I made a mistake.
Didn't drink game fuel.
Ran out of gas.
Okay, Church 0070 says, colon. Okay, I was speaking. All right, so I was playing on high ground, shoddy snipers. It was 48 to 40 hour lead. 3 people rushed the bunker and killed my teammate. I threw a grenade and took down all their shields, then threw another for the end game triple kill, 51-41.
What?
Yeah, that's happened to me. If you can end the game with 51 kills, and then
nice.
His gamer tag is Church0070, no spaces. But
I thought you were going to say Church's Chicken. But
very, yeah.
Biscuits.
I was actually playing with some of my friends today, and there's this. Everyone has this friend online that no one really knows him, but you're an acquaintance that you feel like you have to invite him. Mm-hmm. Well, in the post game lobby, these guys are really good, and in the post game lobby, you're gonna be like, "Yo, good game and all," but he's like, "Yo, you know they're modding because they got 51 kills," and we're like, "Just be quiet, you're embarrassing us."
I'm gonna report him to Bungie. Enough's enough.
My cousin works at Bungie. Hey, I work at Bungie. I am Bungie. I'm Mike Bungie. You know? I'm gonna ban you right now.
You're
on
all banded.
On my supercomputer.
I'm a banded machine.
I've got on my computer. I just type in and there's a big red button that says ban.
Is it?
Sometimes it gives me the deodorant bam in the mornings, but I don't know.
Nice. All right, we had plenty of people call into the Podtacular voicemail recently. Let's hear what some of them had to say. And, of course, it's narrated by the deadliest pirate of Podtacular, Captain Crook.
Hey, how's it going? It's Captain Crook. We got some new voicemails. We've had some for a while, for a few months. So let's get to them. First of all, I got to let you know, we're going through a bunch of them from a while back, so you'll need to kind of pretend like we're still back in July or so, and Halo 3 hadn't come out yet, and we're all pretending like we still care about Halo 2, but not really, because we really just want to play Halo 3, and let's take a little trip back in time.
Hi, this is Chase D from Spanishport, Alabama, and I can't believe this number actually works. I was listening to the Podtacular podcast, mm-hmm. and I called it, and I really enjoy y'all's podcast. Amazing.
All right.
Super stoked for Halo 3, and expect to hear from me again. You guys keep up the great work, and thank you so much for what y'all are doing for the Halo community. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's check this guy out. He has an interesting story about not me.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Deathfire117. I just came in to report a funny thing that happened the other day. I was playing Warcraft 3 online, and I came across this guy whose name was Captain Crunk. So I started having this in-depth discussion about Podtacular. I just didn't know there were so many Podtacular fans out there, because lately I've been running across all these people who had names relating to Podtacular. See ya. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Well, it wasn't me. As far as I know, I don't have any fans. So, I can't pretend I made up the name either. So, anyway, let's check out this guy. He has a question about something in Halo 3 that we all know by now, I'm sure.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Evil Burrito. I just wanted to tell you, I was on YouTube last night, and I was looking around on Halo 3 stuff, because I don't have the beta, unfortunately, but I was looking at all the new vehicles, like the Hornet and the, what else, the Elephant, but I had a question for you guys, if you knew, because I don't know why, but I didn't research it, but is the Chopper the vehicle with the one big wheel in the front, and it's got two sections, and it's joined by some, I don't know, but when you turn the back part, it turns opposite to where the front part goes. You probably know what I'm talking about, but I'm wondering, is that the Chopper?
Any, yeah.
Weapon features.
Yeah, right. Weapon. What?
You guys are doing a great job. Love the
Wow. Whoa. Get a new phone, bro. Yeah, that does sound like the Chopper that you're talking about. Be sure to not use that when driving with your crazy cell phone. Oh, look at this. Check this out.
I just tried the Homicide hot sauce, and oh my god, it is great.
Fabulous. Wow. Okay.
Hey, Podtacular. It's Joe Jr., 1138. Hello. I'm currently in Omaha. Well, I'm looking around for the Halo Uprising comic. Can't find it. Oh. Everybody's like, we're not getting it until next week, or we're sold out and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, well. I have to wait till I go back home.
Yeah. Hang in there.
Hope everybody's doing good. Give a shout out to my dad, who's playing Guitar Hero right now.
Dad.
And Chucky J, the God Tactical guy.
Chuck.
And whenever you guys do your next show.
Right now.
Say hi to me, because I'm special.
Special man.
Well, this is Frank saying later.
Okay. Special See man, ya. Special Frank. Frank and Bean. Dun, dun, dun. I'm sorry. That wasn't cool, was it? Probably not. Okay, let's look to what else have we got here? Oh, check out this. We got some stuff from Launch Event and or Launch Events. And a couple people called in and kind of, you know, let us know what was going on in their area, how it went down. Check it out.
Logan Payne signing in. I'm in line. It is currently 10:50. No, 9:20. Wow. Yeah, I'm in line.
Good.
So,
yeah.
They have a special section for merchandise.
It's a store.
A UNSC belt with my name on it.
Oh, take it easy. Take
also
it easy.
Also, legendary dog tag. And being with my paycheck here,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy some stuff.
Alrighty then. Just
watch out for extra merchandise, people. They are trying to milk you for cash at GameStop.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Awesome. Okay, bye.
Hey, Podjagger, it's Chillazilla, reporting live from Tucker, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 15 minutes till midnight, and we've got about 30, 40 people lined up out here. I'm currently 13 in line, and it's actually cool. I'm sitting here in line, and the guy right next to me is WebShift1, the administrator over at ABO. He was in charge of the whole Iris forums and stuff.
Shout out to ABO.
But pretty cool we met. Yeah.
Very cool.
Two people from different sides of the web all met each other here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. About 15 minutes now. I got to go get in line. So, enjoy Halo 3, guys.
All right. Go, go, go. Well, that was a little while ago. But now that Halo 3 is out, people are getting into it and digging it. Let's see. Let's get a little caught up here and check out some Tales from the Foxhole. See what people got to say.
What's up, Podtacular? Big Goalie Dan here, calling in for the first time. I figured as much trouble as I give JVB about giving the number out only once, I need to call in and just say hi. I only got one tale from the Fox, so don't have anything multiplayer, but I got a campaign one. I was playing on the... Well, I don't want to give anything away, but it's on the level that's based on the multiplayer level of the construct. Yeah, that one. Anyway, I was fighting some brutes, and I had there's just a ton of them. I had the carbine battle rifle, an assault rifle, and just tearing them up, playing by myself. And I get two last brutes as I run out of battle rifle ammo, and take a few last shots of the assault rifle, and their armor comes off. So I'm completely out of ammo, and all I have left is one grenade, the fire grenade. I was like, well, that's all I need. Take it, and I throw it, and Guilty Spark gets in the way and catches Guilty Spark on fire. And he floats away going, Reclaimer, I am on your side. And then the brutes come over and smack me down. Yeah, it kind of sucks. And one a million shot. I've got to put up the screenshot of Guilty Spark on fire. It's pretty funny looking. But that's so far my only tale from the foxhole, because all I've been doing is playing campaign and co-op with friends. I haven't really had a chance for to play much multiplayer. But I'm sure that'll change in the coming week. And I hope to give you all some more tales from the foxhole and some custom moves. Talk to you guys later. Keep on fragging trucks. It's Big Goalie Dan.
Okay, bye, noob. Oh, here's another noob.
What's up, Podtacular? This is your friendly unicorn of love. Figured I'd call in. It's been a while. But just wanted to tell you guys that I had an amazing game the other day. It was 26-0 killing spree. And not that I'm... It's not because I'm a great player, but it was pretty fun. So if you guys want to check it out, you can check out the file share. And it was kind of like Shotgun-O-Rama. So
very
hope
nice.
Everybody's doing good. And good to be back. Now the little Halo 3 Ponage is going on. See you guys on the Xbox Live. Later.
That's a good idea. You get a file share or you get a save film of something, let us know. We'll spread it around.
Hey, what's up, Podjack Peeps? This is Chevelle65. I was just calling in real quick for Tale for the Foxhole. Was playing Sniper and Shotties on Last Resort the other night with Dialplex. A few other Podtac people, like I'm a level 57 Tar Heels. And there's a guy in the seawall opening, and he throws down a bubble shield, and he sees me under Camp Roman. So we sit there, and we're both just scoping each other forever with our snipers, waiting for the bubble shield to go down. And I think the bubble shield's like 15 seconds or something or whatever. And we're just sitting there, and sitting there, and sitting there, staring each other down, sitting there, scoping each other's heads, and the bubble shield goes down, and I shot him in the face. It was funny. All right, later.
Okay. No safe film, no screenshots, didn't happen.
Hey, Podtacular, this is SilentHawk07 from Wisconsin. Just calling in to give you a Foxhole story. Cool moment that I had early on in my Halo playing days of Halo 3. Playing on Snowbound, it was a close match, and took the power drainer and went outside up above the basement, I guess you could call it, that little middle area down underneath, and threw the power drainer down there and then threw a grenade, and I got a sweet triple kill. You can check it. It's on my file share under, I think it's Power Drain, the name of it is called. But, yeah, Gamertag SilentHawk07. Check that out if you want. It's just a really cool moment and made me smile. So thanks a lot for doing the podcast. Love it, and keep up all the good work. Bye.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Be sure to check it out. Who's next?
Hey, this is Vic Nicarino. I'm one of the new guests.
Hello.
I just got a little Tales of the Foxhole, sort of. I was sitting on my couch watching the preseason football game, and and I had my Podtacular ear in one ear, and I was listening.
This isn't a tale from a foxhole.
And my girlfriend's running around the house doing stuff, and I jump up in the air, I scream out top of my lungs, "Yes!" My girlfriend goes, "What? Oh, someone's horde?" I said, "No, there's going to be 4-player co-op in Halo." And just went up from there. I was just talking to her about it. She's probably going to play with me. So that was funny.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, buddy.
Keep on wrecking black people's trucks.
What? Oh, come on, Vic. That's not nice. That's not nice. Mr. Vic Nicarino, check him out. Tell him he don't need to say things like that. It's not cool, Vic. Anyway, let's check out some other stories here, or some other phone calls.
Hey, Podtacular. This is my first call-in. This is Diablo 48740. And I had a couple things to say. One, this podcast is the shizzy-nizzy. And I have a couple funny gamer tags.
Okay.
First one was Brabam the Pooey Nutlog.
Oh, nice.
I heard that Pooey Nutlog was one of the other gamer tags, and Brabam the Grunt was another, so they combined them, and now they have a new gamer tag. I have a tale from the foxhole for you. I was playing Halo 2 for the final time before Halo 3, and there was a man I've heard about, only heard about. His name was Matrix Man. And it was Blood Gulch, and it was the two pots of two banshees, there we go, and they were dogfighting. And Matrix Man, which is a guy I've only heard about, he did like a somersault in the banshee, got out, landed on the other person's banshee, jacked that, and flew away. Now, not only was that the best thing I ever saw, she later went on and got like a kill-tacular, overkill, something insane. All right, just wanted to let you guys know that you have the best podcast ever. El Diablo signing out.
Okay, man. Bye-bye. What else we got?
Oh. Hey, this is Rail Ronin from the Railhand Clan in Philadelphia.
Hey, what's up?
And I was wondering, since Halo 3 is coming out and you guys are starting new shows, you guys need to come up with a new theme song or have a theme song contest.
All right.
Later.
Okay. Well, as you know, if you've listened to this episode, the entire thing, or the last episode, you know we do have a new opening, a new theme song to go with the new show since Halo 3 is out now. There were a few candidates that we tried. Some of them, didn't work out so well. But, you know, we wanted to see what options were out there, what we could do, be a little creative. So we'll play a few of these for you and let you see what you think. Let us know. It's not like we're going to change it now, but here we go. Yeah, I wasn't feeling that either. Sorry, guys. Bee Gees. Long live Bee Gees, man. But your brothers played yourself out about 30 years ago. But check this one out.
There's no stopping what can't be stopped.
Oh, my.
No killing what can't be killed.
Something out there waiting for us.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. With your host,
wow. Yeah, pretty intense, huh? I kind of liked that when I kind of was down with that, but, you know, we got to try some more options, so let's see what else we got. Check this.
You got the touch!
It's Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, with your host, Fumo Jive and JVB. Come on, check it out.
Yeah, well, you see, I kind of just made all those up. Sorry. Those weren't really in contention, so. Never mind. All right, check out this last call we got here. About Game Fuel. Your drink of choice.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Plasma Grenade. I'm pretty bored today. I'm just thinking about random stuff.
Excellent reason to call.
And I thought of this. All right. I'm sure most of you have heard about Game Fuel. You know, the Halo 3 soda or whatever.
Whatever is
right. So I was thinking, you know how a bunch of fans from that one TV show, Jericho, sent a bunch of, I don't know, peanuts or whatever to the one
network
or whatever so they could get the show uncancelled? Mm-hmm. We should, like, send them 10,000 copies of Halo 3 to have Game Fuel not get taken away.
But they already have
Or
Halo
we just, like,
3.
Send them something else, I don't know, in case you guys don't want to buy 10,000 copies of Halo 3, but...
I think
that would be more persuasive, but we could try something else also.
I think more than 10,000 right, people bought Halo 3. That's kind of a good idea. I kind of see where you're going with it, but, yeah, not quite. Just take it back and work on it some more. So, good luck with that. Next!
Yeah, this is Killer Furby, and I would just like to say that this Goose X site pissed me off.
What?
Because I've had a game on there for like almost a month.
Really?
And I haven't got a trade yet.
Well.
Not that you care. Anyway, good show.
Well, we do care. We do care. Come on. We have a nice little partnership or a little deal going with Goose X where we send them members and they, you know, they look out for us. So, if you're having trouble or, you know, you're not finding anybody to trade games with, just hang in there and someone will hit you up, you know. It's a pretty good site. I use it myself. So, I think we're done. I think we're done, guys. We kind of got through most of them. There were a lot that... Wait. Let's see. No. Cut the music. Check it out. Got one more thing I want to show you guys. It's not really a voicemail per se, but you might get a kick out of it. I know I certainly was confused by it. This is a call from a buddy of ours named Richard Helms.
Hi, this is Richard Helms with Transcon at toll-free 800-511-8628. I'm calling regarding your credit card balances.
Really?
And those minimum payments that just simply keep going up.
Yeah.
It's imperative that you call me back, as you now qualify for this.
Yeah, that's okay. Imperative, huh? Okay.
Hi, this is Chris St. James with Broadcom at toll-free 800-511-7496.
You sound just like Richard Helms. And you're from a different company.
Credit card balances
and you have
and
a different phone number.
Payments that
but you
keep
sound
going
just
up.
Like them.
It's
oh,
imperative
wow.
that you call me back as you now qualify for this.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Hi, this is Connor Jenkins with Datacom.
Connor Jenkins? 1-800-511-7934. Do you know Leroy Jenkins?
I'm calling about your credit card balances
and
you're
from another company
that
too.
Keep going up. It's imperative
you
that
sound
you call
just
me back
Richard Helms
now
and
you
Chris
qualify
St.
for
James.
This debt
Are you
reduction
triplets from
program.
Different mamas?
Again, my name is Connor Jenkins,
oh.
and my phone number is toll-free
1-800-51... What a turd.
Hello, this is Richard Helms with Transcon Data Corporation.
This is Richard Helms?
Who's
the other guy?
Because
he's pretending to be just like you.
Card balances and the minimum
from different companies with different names and
it's
different phone numbers.
You give me a call back because you now qualify for the Debt Reduction Allowance Program.
Oh.
Again, my name is Richard Helms and my phone
I
number is 1-800-210.
Stop calling. Stop it, people. Please. Behave. Act right. Stop calling a phone number you don't even know who you're calling. All right, now, it really is time to get out of here. I had fun. Look forward to next month, or next week, or next month, whenever. So be sure to call in, leave your voice messages, 206-888-HALO. And check out the site, podtacular.com. It's all new, all fresh, and all hot all the time. Yeah, something like that. Get down, go to it.
Get medieval on their ass!
Welcome back to Podtacular.
I've had a triple kill with a plasma one time. All my best moments happened in Valhalla. Well, anyway, I was in Valhalla again. I jumped off one of the cliffs, and there are three guys, but I kept throwing grenades, so their shields were dissipated, and they killed me, obviously, but I managed to fart out a plasma grenade. And I even took a picture. The plasma grenade is sitting in the middle while the three of them are surrounding it. And of course, they have no idea I threw it. And it, as I died, it blew up and all three of them flew in different directions. And
nice.
Gave me a triple kill. So yeah, that was the uber.
Sweet.
Lux
farting out plasma. All right.
Yeah, dude, it's you got to try it. It's fun.
Take your word for it. On to
dude,
heavenly
party favorite.
It's party time. On to Heavenly Yeti, who says, "Hey guys, gotta make this quick. I'm at school." Anyway, one time, me and my friends were playing Spartan Splatter with hammers with low grav and high speed. It was so great, you couldn't even see where people were moving, and somehow I got a triple kill. So, oh my god, keep on fragging trucks and HD glories. Bye. Back to school.
Yes. Back to the old
nice.
Grind.
Oh, wow. So, Scrawny Pale Man. Hey, we haven't seen Scrawny Pale Man in a while.
Yeah.
I've never seen him.
Nah. So he goes, "Hey, guys. So, me and my buddy were playing doubles, and we're poning, like, uber poning. So, he's got mad skills with range stuff like SL, and I have no idea what SL means.
Spartan laser.
Woo! I knew that. I was just testing you guys out, and you guys are on point. and I'm more of a close quarter combat type of guy. So, the game was on Snowbound, and we're holding the underground section. I was running around with dual spikers, so basically a grenade killed him, and the explosion set off a bunch of spike grenades. I barely escaped a blast, so I ended up with an awesome screenshot, which is on my profile on Bungie. So yeah, it was cool. Sorry if I confused anyone. Not really. Not necessarily. Yeah. I think I confused more people by reading it. But anyway.
By existing.
Yes, exactly. My existence confuses everyone, especially the people in Blockbuster who were terrified by my look.
Tell them the story.
We got okay, it at the end. We got it at the end.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you stay tuned for the end, because I tell a great story of my interaction with people. All right,
okay,
cool.
Yeah.
So, Lone, do your thing. Come on, Total Tortilla!
As they say.
Instead of Total Recall, it's Total Tortilla. I am the real Hamon. I am the real Juan.
No, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Juan.
You think this is the real Juan?
See, I'm the real Slim Shady. Only you are the Slim Shady. Okay.
No, sorry, English.
Okay.
Holy Frioles!
Where's my guacamole?
Anyway.
Okay. Well, Total Tortilla. Total Tortilla. Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Say Total Tortilla.
I'm not saying. Okay. This is Agent 001/7 in parentheses. It says 001/7. AKA Total Tortilla in the forums and soon Pietacular on live. And I have a few things for you.
Five pies in a row, dude.
Wow, Pietacular. Nice.
Wow. Double pie. Triple pie.
He has an infatuation with food. Tortillas. Pie. Nice.
Agents.
He eats agents. Power. Yeah, the whole thing, man.
Here's a little tale from the foxhole for you. I was playing Halo 1 because I don't have Xbox Live or 360 and Halo 2 story. Stinks. According to him, it does. Mm-hmm. That's an opinion. Yes. I refute that.
And he's entitled
to disagree. I was playing in Truth and Reconciliation, and I went my way to the brig to rescue Keys. I realized that I left behind a grunt that jumped behind me. Then I saw a jackal with a charged plasma pistol in front of me. They fired at me at the same time, and I'm thinking, oh, S star exclamation point. I don't know, because I guess it's a three letter.
Or
you can
simply say there's something in the middle of O cereal that makes people say O.
Yeah. Oh.
Say that if you want.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. O's cereal.
If the exclamation point is meant to personify the word before it, then it's just S star. So what two letter word starting with S needs to be star?
Star. Like,
so sa.
Oh sa.
I think he's saying Osac.
OC. Oh, it's more Hispanic.
OC. Yeah,
yes. Oh, yes.
No, it's French.
Oui is actually. Okay.
I think it must be my lucky star. Because you. Oh, sorry about that.
I'm just going to let
that. That was random.
Just going to let that silence kick in.
Starlight.
Anyway, so what? So he said OS.
Can I speak, please?
Go ahead, girlfriend.
I quickly duck, and the two end up shooting each other, and they end up dying. I stand up and take a second to think about what happened. When it became clear, I teabagged what I decided to call my kills and continued my mission.
Why did he stop and to commit it? He's like, that's a second.
think about what's in front of me and how
I have to think about what's important in life.
That's what it is.
In this moment, it's just it's so the emotion is so palpable that I just have to stop and consider everything, my surroundings.
Yeah. When it what became am I clear, doing here? What am I doing with my life?
And then he goes on to say, when it became clear, I teabagged what I decided to call my kill. So apparently that was...
Yeah, that's
just wanted to say
about.
That I love the show. Keep on fragging noobs, talking stuff and eating dumplings. P.S. Look on live for Bear Scat and Bird Scat. Those are my friends. Gamer tag on his 360.
Okay, wow. I'm afraid to know wow. what a Bear Scat and a Bird Scat is.
And Total Tortilla all chilling together, man. They're animal dung burrito.
Totalitarian Taco Bell. That's a Taco Bell dish. Let me get the Bird Scat burrito, please. With a side of Total Tortilla.
Would you like that with owl pellets or without?
Total took us taco.
Hi, I'd like the Totalitarian Tortilla.
All right, let's take it on to the next one then.
Nice. Yeah, go ahead.
H2O Eagle says, "Hey, Podtacular, I'm loving Halo 3 and have a good tale from the foxhole. So, I was playing Low Wolves on Epitaph, and I was losing pretty bad by about 4 points in last place. I was chewing this nasty, 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 nasty energy gum I got from the CVS pharmacy I got a few hours ago, and I was so caught up with the nasty flavor of the gum and losing so bad, as soon as I spawned, I walked near an edge of the map and tried to spit my gum out over the edge. Sadly, the gum landed in my bowl of amazing chocolate ice cream. This gum is nasty. I'm not really here.
It would be worse if he continued to do that and he's like wants to get rid of an old bowling ball. And just like, goodbye forever.
This bowling ball is nasty.
And then it just crashes into the television. He's like, what?
What happened?
What's going on?
My bowling ball is still here.
Oh man, good one, H2O.
Yeah.
So I chatted with Mark recently from GooseX.com. Let's check in with him and see what he's up to. Well, hey Mark, can you tell us a little bit about GooseX and what you do there?
Sure. GooseX basically connects gamers across U.S. and Canada to let them trade games for GooseX points, which they can use to get other games for a dollar. And so you can imagine you save a lot of money by trading your games on GooseX. And if you're basically tired of going into like a used game store and trading in your game for about a few bucks and then they turn it around and they resell it for about $35-$40, what we do is we give you a fair value for your game. And you can use the points that you earn for that game, and you can get any other game you want for any console, for any platform, just for a buck. And so, you know, we're just basically connecting members together so that they can save a lot of money getting all the games they've always wanted to play.
Good deal, man. That's pretty cool. So people can pick up a lot of classic games that they've been wanting to get for a while.
They can pick up a lot of classic games. You'd be surprised. I've already seen Halo 3 traded a few times.
Sweet.
Everything's being traded. You got PC games, you've got Xbox 360, classic Xbox, everything.
Nice. Well, that's cool. So, hey, we're doing a promo for Podtacular. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is for Podtacular members and listeners. And if you go to GooseX, you can sign up on GooseX and enter in the coupon code pod-hd-dvd. And you'll be entered to win the HD DVD player for the Xbox 360. Now, we did this because we figured most, if not all, your listeners already have a 360. So we wanted to give them the best accessory to the X360, and that to us is the HD DVD player.
Awesome, man.
And that's it. It's free to sign up. There's no fees. There's nothing. And you don't even have to enter your
home address, you're just automatically registered to win as soon as you enter in that coupon code.
So they just sign up at Guzek, they don't have to put in their credit card number or anything, and they're entered to win an HD DVD player.
Exactly.
Oh, that is way cool. When does this end now?
Now, this ends on midnight on September 18th, and we'll announce a winner on the Podtacular forums on the 19th.
Awesome. So they don't have long, though.
No, but, you know, it's about a week, so it should be fine.
Good deal, good deal. So how do they sign up now?
Now, you just go to guzex.com, and you find the button on the right that says new member, sign up here. And just follow the steps, and then there'll be a part where it says enter coupon code. That's where you want to enter pod-hd-dvd, and you're automatically entered to win.
Good deal. And so that's goozex.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, and I understand you're doing another promo too now, right?
Right. We, about 2 weeks ago, launched a video game application on Facebook. So for this is for all the Facebook members that are also your listeners. And you, we have already given away one prize, and we have three more Halo 3 Xbox 360 consoles to give away.
Oh my gosh.
And it is really easy to win. I mean, you don't even have to sign up for Guzek to win this. All you do is you download our app, and you can find it by either searching for Guzek. You can search video game community, or you can just search video game on Facebook, and you'll find it under the application. And you share it with your friends. You share the application with your friends, and if you share the most, and it doesn't take that many friends to win, trust me. The first winner had only about, I think, around 15 friends that he had shared it with.
Nice. So people can win a Halo 3 360 and an HD DVD player.
Yes.
Oh,
you can
cool.
win both prizes.
That's awesome, man. Well, we'll definitely look forward to checking those out, and thanks for being on, man.
All right. Take care.
Weird. My thumbs are tired and my eyes stink.
Welcome back to Podtacular.
All right, cool. So we're going to wrap this mo up.
That brings us to the end. So send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show. We're going to be posting that generally on Tuesdays, so you guys can keep an eye out for that and send something for the show.
Go ahead, Holm, because you clank last time to always get stuck.
I always have to do the you can call our listener voicemail one.
Yeah, we got to remain consistent.
Okay, well, okay. Jeez, okay, I'll do it. If I'm that good at it. Okay.
Yeah, oh, you're absolutely
good. You, as in y'all, as in yins, as in everyone, the vosotros form in Spanish, can call the three of our listener voicemail at 206-8888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. Please, Halo-related. Nothing. Please don't mistake our number for your girlfriend's number when you're begging for her back.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we'd probably play it back if you did, though.
I made a song which was for you, baby.
Like,
on my heart.
But we never actually know, and it's just like, God, I just love you. I miss you so much.
You coming back to me? It's against all odds.
How can I just let you walk away?
Turn around and see me cry.
Leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
And that is 206-888-HALO, Goldie Zan. So anyway,
206-888-HALO.
Be sure to check us out at
206-888-HALO.
I'm going to break your knees. Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the awesome new forums. There's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people. There's also the Review Frenzy. Halo 3 Madness, reviews of weapons, vehicles, save films, Forge, and full review of each written that are each written by one of the top five writers, coming out each day of this week.
And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
And check out the other shows that are affiliated with the GamerCast Network, GamertagRadio.com with Godfrey and crew, UncleGamer.com with Fisher696, Liquid Life, and Skittle, also known as Jay. GamerCast Network's very own video game show. We got Achievement Junkies with Nelson and Natalie. I almost called her Natalie.
Natalia.
And SarcasticGamer.com with Doc Adams and Lana Lives and crew. So make sure you go check them out. Great stuff
go
over there.
Now, actually. Right now. Actually, no.
Well, after the show finishes.
Yeah, after the show finishes. But I suggest that right now you...
It's your tomorrow. Right now.
Why does everything relate?
Everything.
You gotta do the piano part, man.
Yeah, and then recite the 1812 overture.
Exactly. Oh, well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JB Bizzle.
And I'm Lone Banana Fizzle.
Keep on totaling tortillas.
Keep on totalitarianism with the... See, this is always my favorite part of the show, because in the background it's like... Ling, 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 ling. And I say that every time. But
it does what?
It sounds like you're annoying. Playing...
I don't know, maybe I really messed up editing the audio of this show. I don't know.
It sounded like you were playing the flute while you were on top of a train. Or you were underwater or something. I don't know.
Okay, goodbye.
Anyway, until next time. He already said something.
There's only one thing left to say.
All right, yeah, let's get going here.
All right, cool.
Who wants to do the intro? Lone, you want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you really want to do it, don't you?
Oh, man.
Damn, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Billy, you put Billy D. Williams up to shame.
Are you going to edit this out?
Yes.
Okay, so I can just get...
No, I'm not going to edit it out now.
trying to get my sillies out. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to leave that one in there.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, it's there.
Oh, my God.
That's going at the end.
I have no idea why he did it, folks. But he did it.
Are you getting this that good so I can... Awesome. Temporary Tasmanian devil.
I know, bro. Good thing for the mute button, because I did a big burp as he said that. And I'm like, I hope this mute button works. Apparently it did, so that's a good thing.
That would suck.
He could feel it coming. He was like, oh, mama, it's coming.
Oh, like, time to hit the mute button.
Mute, don't fail me now.
Yeah. I went to Blockbuster, and I don't know, I felt like cracking up. I'm online, there was like a couple, we were both like heading towards the same counter. And I got there first, so I give the movie, and you know the girl's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Whatever." So I turn around for some reason, because I'm wearing my Gamercast Network shirt, so I don't know if they were looking at that. So I turn around, and I look at them, and then they both simultaneously backed away and went to another line. So I don't know what happened. I mean, it was weird, dude.
You're like, what? What?
I just looked back. I think I gave him a little smile. I don't know. Maybe they took it as, I'm going to kick your ass.
Whoa, it's a huge bald Puerto Rican guy with a beard. Back away.
Because I've been drinking Game Fuel, and maybe my eyes were like really wide open. I don't know. But they both looked at me, and then both took like 3 steps back, and then like just walked to the other line. I'm like, what the hell did I do wrong?
Maybe you have some
did
sort
I
of
do
like,
wrong?
Like you have some sort of like growth that's like alive on your back. It's like
go to the next line, please.
Yeah, I have Quato on my back.
Quaid.
I'll go to the next line.
Free Mars.
like the Crypt Keeper. Like,
next line, please.
I got a little leprechaun named Tyrone. He's like, get the hell out of my line. My line. Just trying to get a nut.
Don't be looking at my pot of gold.
Pot of gold you looking at? I'll kick your butt.
You better just start walking along that rainbow right there. Go right to the other side.
Before I really show you what the yellow brick road look like. All them yellow bricks.
Hold on, Ian's calling.
Yo, yellow brick to your face. You better stop looking at my pot of gold. I'm going to hit you with a brick.
Here you go. Follow the yellow brick road. Boom. Hits it with a brick.
Go bounce down the yellow brick road for a while, huh?